Hey mama, welcome to Boss Mom Nation Radio, the podcast that's all about amplifying the voices and stories of moms who are putting in work. I'm your host and co-founder of Boss Mom Nation, Shahida Alameen, and I'm really happy you found your way here. Here at Boss Mom Nation Radio, we will dive deep into a variety of topics, all based on our guiding principles. So grab a cup of tea, coffee, or fresh pressed juice, and get ready to be inspired, to laugh, and maybe even cry. I give you another warm welcome to the Boss Mom Nation Radio family, where every mama is a boss. So let's dive in. All right, mamas, welcome to our official introductory episode 1 of Boss Mom Nation Radio. It's only right that we start and kick things off with a quick run through of our guiding principles. That way you'll be very clear on the things that we stand firm upon, the things that we will be diving into for many, many episodes to come. All right, let's go. Guiding principle number 1 is faith and spirituality. We are a community of believers, believing in the power of our Creator and the reciprocating relationship between creation. We understand and acknowledge the spiritual connection between all living things. Now, when I say we, I want you to know that I am talking about you. Dear listener out there listening to this right now, I mean you. Me, all of us who have aligned in this way of being and living, rooted in our faith and spirit. When it comes to faith, it really just is what is the foundation of moral value, self-respect, how we really, really operate in our relationships, in our business life, in our community lives, in our family life. And when we have been able to tap into our spirit, it's simply a consciousness and a belief in self and a belief in the potential placed inside of us by our Creator. In our guiding principle, we say that we believe in the reciprocating relationship between Creator and creation. So when we think about our Creator, we think about the highest power being that has created this creation for us to plant seeds in, to flourish in all different areas of our lives, right? In our spiritual lives, in our physical lives. And we have to use our faith to guide us to that spirituality. And when we tap into that, we're able to navigate this world in a very confident mind state. We're able to be sure about how we are operating in the places where we show up. So faith and spirituality is the beginning of it all. It's what guides us. It's what leads us. It is what will continue to guide us and lead us as we do this work together. Guiding principle number 2 is education beyond the classroom. Education is a sacred matter, one that starts at home with the mother. It is vital that we nurture our own intellect and teach our children to do the same. I really, really love this guiding principle simply because everything starts with education. The moment that we are birthed into this world, the moment that we birth children into this world, we are on a lifelong journey of learning. And when we think about education, we typically tend to begin with thinking about an institution or a school system inside of a classroom. When education reaches far beyond that, true education is so sacred. And why we call it a sacred matter is because it's actually a spiritual relationship with yourself, with the world around you, with your community, with the people in your family. It's the synonym for sacred. One of the synonyms is spiritual, and another one is cherished. These are things that we hold really close to us and we take really seriously. So education being a sacred matter, one that starts at home with the mother, it's really about establishing curiosity and a love for learning beyond the classroom. putting an emphasis on beyond the classroom. It's a very unique opportunity that we have to influence the learning process while focusing on things that aren't typically covered in traditional classrooms, like emotional intelligence, home economics, moral values, family culture, and the list goes on. These are things that we establish in our homes. And then when our children do go into the classroom, they're able to join into the classroom with a foundation and an understanding of things that they can only get beginning at home. And when it comes to education for ourselves, we always want to continue to educate ourselves so that we can have more abundance of wisdom to pass on to our children. There's a quote from a book. The book is titled A Place to Belong by Amber O'Neill Johnston. She is a mother of, I believe, 4 children. She is a home educator and just an overall gem. In her book, A Place to Belong, she says, our goal as parents should be to become our children's number one go-to person when they aren't sure how to process things or when they want to know more about something they've heard or noticed. Once again, why education starts home with the mother, with the family. We want to be that safe space where our children can always feel confident to come and ask questions and develop a love for learning that reaches far beyond small classroom setting. So may we always be on a never-ending journey of educating ourselves and gaining more wisdom to pass down to our children. Guiding principle number 3 is defining wellness. Through establishing sustainable practices, rituals, and habits, we will position ourselves to fulfill our purpose physically, mentally, and spiritually. I want to focus on the establishing sustainable practice part. As we are mothering children and parenting and running our homes and sometimes reparenting ourselves, we really have to be intentional about defining what wellness means to us in the most holistic way. And what I mean is, what are the things that we intentionally do that really pour into a full cup? I know that's such a thing we say often, fill your cup, but it is the realest thing to really think about. Like establishing morning routines that really serve you, having systems in order, you know, thinking about how you're moving your body throughout the day, or even taking time to breathe deeply. Breath work is so powerful, and we tend to take the breath for granted and we don't use it. And we don't take the breath as an opportunity to really regulate our nervous system and to keep us going through the day with all the things that tend to come into our space, into our minds. We really have to define what it means to stay well through the chaos sometimes. Having healthy habits mentally, physically, and spiritually. Really checking in with yourself to say, okay, what am I doing that feeds my mental? What am I doing that really, really takes care of me physically? What am I doing to feed my spirituality? Guarding your attention. What are you giving your attention to? Is it serving you? Nurturing your body with minerals and vitamins through daily food choices. These are all things that we have to really check in and question. And if you're not happy with the answers, then you need to tweak some things. We need to really, really have an established way of taking care of ourselves and defining what wellness means for us. I read a quote, such a powerful quote, very few words. We need to remember that we are human beings, not human doings. Beings. So we need to really be with ourselves and establish and define what wellness means for us. Guiding principle number 4 is sisterhood for self-care. Want for your sister what you want for yourself. We believe if it takes a village to raise a child, then it takes a nation to support the mother. Collectively, we are that nation. Now, when we think about self-care, which is such a buzzword, we are ultimately beginning with thinking about ourselves, right? And how do we care for the self? And when I think about sisterhood, it is a necessary component for self-care. We do not walk this earth and thrive alone. We have different relationships that really, really serve us. And I think when you have a solid sisterhood, a solid group of women who really align with you when it comes to values and the way you're living, and you're able to contribute something great to their lives, and they're able to do the same for you, that's an act of self-care. It's one of the most necessary ways that I take care of myself. And when we say want for your sister what you want for yourself, when you think about when you find a new way of doing something, or you find something that is really, really serving you, is something you want to share with your sister friend. When you think of a way that you can show up for a friend, when you can do a favor or cook a meal or share something or watch a child, you think of your sister friend. And when we say if it takes a village to raise a child, then it takes a nation to support the mother, we are thinking about community. And we know that the village lifestyle, which we've gotten so far away from, it really served communities in past generations. It really was such a vital part of how they were able to thrive, and mothers were able to sustain themselves. Families were able to sustain themselves because they had each other. And we have to think of the ways that we can bring that village lifestyle back just in having our own small circles of friends. And how can we support each other in our daily routines, whether it be through a phone conversation sometimes, just that's the simplest act of being able to show up for a sister friend. So we really, really hold sisterhood, especially through motherhood, is so necessary. We hold it very close to us, and we think it is a necessary component of taking care of itself. Our last, but absolutely not least, guiding principle is self-sufficiency for success. Self-sufficiency is essential for success. It starts with knowing you are capable of accomplishing whatever it is that you set your mind to. When we think about self-sufficiency, it's very simple. It's just being able to care for yourself. Everything that we need, we have inside of us. We have everything that we need to go after whatever it is that we feel we lack. So when we think about being self-sufficient for success, we have to be dependent upon ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually first. Now, I do not mean we don't need outside support to thrive in our lives, but everything begins with the self. We have to be right in our own mind. We have to be right in our own bodies. We have to be right in our own way before we can go out and expect to receive the right input from anyone else or from any other voices or sources. We must be self-sufficient, and we must be able to be self-sufficient as a community. This doesn't always mean just individually. It starts with us, and then it spreads around our community. We need to be self-sufficient as a community so that we can continue to support one another while we are supporting ourselves. Okay, y'all, that wraps it up for our 5 guiding principles. Our guiding principles, just to do a quick recap: 1 is faith and spirituality. 2 is education beyond the classroom. 3 is defining wellness. 4, sisterhood for self-care. And 5, self-sufficiency for success. Now, whatever order you put these in, they all hold the same weight of importance. Now, what I've given you here is just a little taste of how we feel as a community about these guiding principles and why these guiding principles are very important to us and how we navigate our lives and our communities and our business. But we will be diving far more deeper into these topics through the continued conversations with other mothers who are walking this path alongside us. So stay tuned. I thank you for listening, and I look forward to you continuing to listen.